I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about living your best single life and the fact that living your best single life isn't about partying. So, need to talk to my single girls here. You're more than welcome to stay if you're in a relationship and just want to listen, just in case one day you might be single. But you're also just welcome to stay in case you like hearing my voice, which I'm not really sure why anyone would like to do that. But let's get into this. So, single girls, it is time to get really, really clear on what you want. Now, I'm not saying that being single is a one-size-fits-all lifestyle. There is no one proper way to be single. You might love partying, drinking, hooking up, having fun with one-night stands, and so on and so forth. You might love all that. You might not even want a relationship at all. You might never want to get married. You might never want to have kids. You might have no idea if you want a boyfriend. And if that's you, that's perfectly fair. And that's completely valid. However, this episode probably isn't for you. This episode is for the girls who are suppressing their desire for love and a relationship. This is for the girls who might even still be in their unhealed era. They are thinking that partying and hooking up with all different guys will distract them from their problems. So this might be a good episode for you, more so if you relate to me in the sense that you're single, but you want a relationship. You desire marriage and being a mom and all that kind of stuff. So again, it's not to say that on the other end, you're wrong or anything of the sort. You just might not personally relate, but again, welcome to stay. I just always like to put out all my disclaimers to make sure no one's thinking like, well, this doesn't apply to me and whatever. And even still, say that you do, you know, deeply desire a relationship and you do want love and all that stuff. It's not to say that you can't go out and have fun. Of course you can. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you do need to identify that if that's not healing you or making you better or making you fulfilled or satisfying your needs, then that's not living your best life. It might look like it on Instagram because you're out having fun partying every day, so you look like you're living your best life. But living your best life is healing, making yourself better, making yourself fulfilled, fulfilling your needs, and satisfying your needs. Take this from someone who is notoriously single, with the reason being that I am single because I want a husband, so I'm not just going to settle for any old thing. I want a healthy, lifelong relationship, not a perfect relationship, but a strong one, a really strong relationship with someone that shares the same values as me and also wants to get married and things of that sort. So if that sounds like you, you want the same things, then understand that living your best single life can only come from being real with yourself, filling up your time with meaningful experiences that help you grow and learning new things to expand your knowledge and nurturing the relationships that you do have right now. Living your best single life means still leading your life with love, even if it's not romantic love. You might not have a husband to take care of. You might not have a husband to look after and cook for and pack his lunch for when he goes to work. You might not have kids to take care of. So you might not have that type of love, but you can still lead with love. Living your best single life is watering yourself and nurturing yourself and watering everything around you to bloom. Think about a beautiful flower. Think about yourself and life like that. Actually, if you follow me and you've ever seen my arms, then you would know I have a tattoo of exactly that. So I got this tattoo way back in 2018 in Arizona, and it's a outline of like a woman's body, and she has her arms wrapped around herself like to give herself a hug, and instead of a head, it's flowers coming out looking like a vase. Basically, it's as if the body hugging itself is a vase with like a hole at the neck pretty much, and flowers are coming out of it, and it's a symbol of watering yourself to let yourself bloom. And again, that's same thing with everything and everyone around you. You know, people love to ask single people if you're happy single or if you like being single. Always, do you like being single? And it's such a silly question of all, like, I'll use silly to use a nice word, because I don't think people necessarily lead with malice. I don't think people have bad intentions, but it's kind of like a really fucking stupid question. It's almost like, should I be offended right now? You're asking me if I like being single. If you're asking a single person if they like being single, you're basically asking them if they like their life or not. Like, I'm single. That is my life. You're saying, do I like my life? Am I happy being single? So am I happy with my life? Does that even make sense? It's like, if I said no, I'm not happy being single, that means no, I'm not happy in my life. No, I don't like being single. No, I don't like my life. Like, it doesn't even really make sense to even ask that question. But people love to ask, and it's almost like one of those questions that I'm surprised that we haven't gotten past yet. You know how we've learned to not ask a woman if she's pregnant? Yeah, let's stop asking single people if they like being single. It's pretty fucking stupid, honestly. And also, just generally speaking, shouldn't everyone like their life? Shouldn't everyone like the way that they live? Better yet, shouldn't everyone love their life? Shouldn't everyone be happy no matter what? Obviously, you go through points where you're not happy or don't like your life. Obviously, every single person goes through that, though, in a relationship, married, single, whatever. You only get one life, though. So what if you're single for a duration of the time during your life? That's just the story of it. That just happens to be a chapter in your story, and you don't get to eliminate chapters. You can't be like, I don't like being single. Remove that chapter. So you can't just be happy under certain circumstances. Happiness can't be conditional. You need to love every stage of your life. Loving your life needs to be unconditional. So that's why I say living your best single life is still pouring love into everything you do, even if you feel like there's a lack of romantic love. Because when you lead with love and pour it into everything you do, you will have such an abundant mindset around love that you'll know you're always receiving love back, even in such subliminal ways. So when you have that abundant mindset around love, you're not craving attention from anyone who's willing to give it to you, like just anyone. If this guy who's not my type at all, if my ex comes back around, if this guy who I'm not attracted to, if this guy who is an asshole is liking my stories, texting me, giving me attention, like, you're not going to value that. You're not accepting attention without intention because you know those guys aren't moving with love. You know that they aren't leading with good intentions. You know they have no intentions with you. So living your best life isn't going to come from giving into that kind of temptation just because it might be fun to get attention from someone. That's a scarcity mindset. The scarcity is when you're like, well, this guy's giving me attention, so I better give him a chance. I better go for it, even though I know I'm not interested. Even though I know he's an asshole. Like, you just, you get to a point where you don't need that. And you'd rather be completely single. You'd rather be the one who doesn't have a date to the party. You'd rather be the one who's alone on the holidays. You'd rather be the one doing things solo than having somebody there, quite frankly, for no reason. Just to, like I said, give you attention and make you feel like, I don't know, good about yourself for nothing beneath the surface. The surface, sorry, not service. Nothing beneath the surface, just because, you know, you're good looking, they're good looking, whatever it might be. And speaking of that kind of temptation and I guess sexuality and all that stuff, I've even had a few coaching clients tell me that they've taken on a celibacy journey themselves. And by the way, going back to my disclaimers, no, I do not coach my clients to be celibate. I don't tell anyone that they need to or should be celibate. I just have personally shared my experience on TikTok and in my podcast. And I may have mentioned it if I'm ever talking about a personal story or a personal experience with my clients, but it's not to say that I coach them like, no one should be having sex. I am not out here telling girls that they should not be having sex. If they're single, no, you do what you want, your body. However, I will say that from consuming my content, the rate of one night stands has probably gone down significantly, because any girl who really listens to my content religiously probably isn't having that many one night stands. And a lot of guys are probably unhappy with me because they're not getting laid. But I really just share my experience. I do not try to influence people to be celibate, okay? I know sex is a very personal topic, and that's that. Anyways, so again, just putting that disclaimer out there. But my clients have told me that they take on this journey, they commit to celibacy. And each of them have also then come to me talking about moments of weakness, moments of temptation, and being tested, or coming to me that they broke the commitment altogether and they gave in altogether. And each one, whether it was just about being tested and thinking about doing it or going all in, have come to me feeling so low afterwards. Feeling so low. Solo. That's not S-O-L-O. That's S-O space L-O-W. So low. Low to the ground. And it's not a coincidence that they all have felt that way. Because when you know what you deeply desire, you are not going to have it in you to be that easygoing girl, that chill girl who doesn't need anything. She doesn't require anything. I'm so chill. I go with the flow. Yeah, I'm living my best single life. All the guys love me. All the guys text me every night to come over. I'm so chill. I'm so low maintenance. Like, when you know what you deeply desire and deeply want, it's very, very hard to fill the shoes of being that chill girl. And a lot of guys love that chill girl because they want to have sex with no strings attached. They want to be able to take up your time without putting any expectations or any labels on it. They want to have you in their presence, but they don't want to commit to you. They don't want to progress with you. They just enjoy your company. So if you want to be that chill girl who doesn't care about anything, that's perfectly fine. But if that's not you, like my clients, giving into that temptation or breaking your commitment to celibacy while being single it's disheartening. It's really hard. And you feel really bad afterwards. Because celibacy does something to your mindset that you truly will never understand. You truly will never gain. You truly will never comprehend. without ever making that choice and making that commitment yourself. Girls are always like, I don't know how you do it, or I don't know how you did it. I'm like, yeah, I did that for almost 2 years. Like, I honestly have no idea how you did that. Yeah, you have no idea because you've never done it. So if you have never done it, then you have no idea the strength that you gain from being single and being celibate for long periods of time, whether it's months, whether it's years. You are stronger than most people can and will comprehend. So when those girls come to me upset, thinking like, I thought I was having fun, but now I feel like shit after, I always just tell them celibacy is a short-term sacrifice for a long-term reward. So breaking it or giving into it is nothing more than a short-term reward. And quite frankly, sex with the wrong person usually sucks altogether. So I don't even think it is a short-term reward either. Breaking it might not be or have a reward, honestly, at all. So committing to it and being celibate, you know, the short-term sacrifice is going to help you develop sexual discipline, which ultimately allows you to establish boundaries around sex and to discover what you need and want and like and enjoy sexually, because you're taking that time to see sex as something so much deeper than a physical act, and it all just becomes mental and emotional for you, sex. It's beyond just a physical thing. You find out like what you enjoy and need and want sexually by simply having a more mental and emotional connection with it. So the long-term reward to the short-term sacrifice is having sex with the right person, knowing that you waited for the right person. It doesn't have to necessarily be marriage, but it'll be the right person because it'll feel right. It'll feel like a more emotional connection. And it's going to just simply be much better sex at that, because you are having sex with the right person. So that energy is just going to align really well, and it's just ultimately going to be a better experience. But aside from fully committing to celibacy, being celibate or not, regardless of that, it really doesn't even matter. Focusing inward in general and emotionally, mentally, like I've been saying, focusing inward on what you deeply desire is going to allow you to date so much more intentionally, with a clear mind, and you're just not going to get attached and hooked on every single guy you meet. A lot of single girls have this pressure that every guy has to be the one, so they start liking someone before they even know if they like someone. You're not going to go into dating nervously, hoping that he likes you. Instead, you're going to be vetting them and asking them all the right questions to figure out if you even like them. So you'll be okay with staying single a little bit longer and getting a little bit stronger. You'll stay single as long as it takes to find the right partner, because you know what you're looking for now in your ideal partner. So yes, it's easy to put on this front of, you know, I'm having so much fun by partying and looking like you're having a ball. But do you even know you? Do you know what you deeply desire? Do you know what you need? How do you feel behind closed doors? More importantly, it's not how you look like you feel on your Instagram story. It's how you actually feel behind closed doors. Do you have things in your life that feel good for your soul? Do you even know what would feel good for your soul? Because knowing that and being able to answer that question is living your best single life. Because those things, the things that feel good for your soul and fuel you that you do, those put you in a position to live your best life no matter what. Single, a relationship, doesn't matter. Because these things that fuel you are things that you should have and do consistently. With or without a relationship, these things stay in your life. And you know that they will always feel good for you because it's genuine. So having good, genuine friendships you can nourish, having hobbies, traveling, fitness, reading, a like-minded community, a coach or a mentor to work with, cough, cough, Me, I'm always here to work with you guys. Having a passion project. Cooking. And speaking of like-minded community and fitness, I know I gave those two examples. Actually, one of the easiest ways to do the two combined is to go to workout classes. Go to workout classes with other people. Now you're working out, you're spending time on fitness to feel good, look good, all that. And you're making new friends. So many people have no friends in their 20s. So doing that is putting you in a like-minded community of people who have fitness goals. You might not be the exact same people. So I don't mean like-minded as in you guys are exactly the same, but at least you share a common goal. So you have something to start with. You have a little baseline there to kickstart a connection, networking, whatever. So I mean, also, I will say that going to classes, generally speaking, is so much more fun than just having a regular gym membership if that doesn't excite you. If you don't really feel committed to a regular gym membership, then go to these classes and you'll have fun with the classes and you'll have like-minded people to meet and to look forward to. So I know that there's the HIIT classes, boxing, spin, yoga, Pilates, lifting, Zumba, honestly, whatever suits you. My point is that so many people always think that the only way to make friends or to find a quote-unquote like-minded community is by going to clubs, going drinking, going clubbing, going to the bar, whatever. But there's so many ways to meet people while simultaneously doing something good for you instead. So you need to find the things that you thoroughly enjoy to do with friends that you not only enjoy to do them with, but that you can consistently do it with. Find friends that are in your life and here to stay so that you have them to be in this, you know, routine and doing these habits with. And also make sure not to force yourself to do things that you don't enjoy or things that you don't want to do just for the sake of potentially meeting a guy there, because I've gone through those phases too where you kind of force yourself to go places and to do things even if you mentally don't want to be there because you have the mindset of like, but if I don't go, then I won't meet somebody. So don't make yourself go to bars and clubs and the partying if that's not your MO, okay? Because then you're just like, well, maybe the love of my life is there. And first of all, that's giving desperate energy. That's not living your best life energy. That's not living for the moment. That's not living for you. That's not leading with love in a healthy way. So, like I said, regardless of what it looks like on Instagram, because maybe you're out and posting all that, it's still not living your best life if it doesn't feel right for you. The things that you want to do daily, you want to feel completely embodied and safe in your feminine doing them. And you want to feel completely comfortable with yourself in the environments that you put yourself in. So that's why I really focus on doing things that I actually like. You guys know I always talk about my hobbies, all of the things, going out to eat. More specifically, that's like something I do literally every day that I love, whether it's lunch, dinner, doesn't matter. I just very much enjoy the experience of getting dressed up and going out to a nice restaurant, having a good meal. That is so my vibe. So like I said, getting dressed up and all that, make sure that you take care of yourself on the surface as well as internal. I know I keep saying mental and internal and knowing yourself behind closed doors, but you should also take care of your looks, because when you look good, you feel good. So many people like get kind of scared to say that because they don't want to sound superficial or anything, but why not? Every time that I like the way my hair looks or I like the way my makeup came out, if that all comes out nice, my outfit looks good, I feel so good and I leave the house with a different type of energy because I genuinely feel good about myself. So your whole dynamic changes because now you're doing things that you enjoy with people you enjoy doing it with. You're making yourself look good. You have a consistent routine, so now you feel comfortable doing these things. So ultimately, you're enjoying yourself so much more. And guess what happens when you enjoy yourself so much more? You love yourself so much more. And people love you more when you love yourself more. People love you when you love yourself. Everything is energy, okay? So if you do want to meet someone, if you do have a goal of, you know, being married, all that kind of stuff, yes, socializing and getting out of the house is a requirement, of course, because you're not going to meet your man in your own kitchen. If you do meet a man in your own kitchen, I do recommend that you call the cops. I don't think that you should consider dating him. That is a little scary, but I digress. So the thing is, like I said, you got to get out of the house because you have to be willing to get out there to meet people in general. But I want us to put ourselves into a I want to be here mindset and energy rather than a I have to be here mindset and energy. Like I said, everything in life is energy. And the key to attracting people to you at all is good energy. So don't put this immense pressure on yourself that you have to go somewhere just because you might meet someone there. It's a huge, huge, huge unnecessary weight on your chest. And quite frankly, your night is bound to end up feeling like a fail if you don't meet someone. If you go out only with that intention of I need to go out, I need to meet someone, and you don't meet someone, you leave being like, eh, that night was a fail. I've been there and I've done that with me and my wing women where the night was perfectly fine, but we went out strictly only to meet guys and felt like the night wasn't that good or it was incomplete simply because we didn't meet a guy. Women have this immense pressure on themselves where they put themselves in situations that they don't even want to be in, like going somewhere they don't even want to go. Because they have this mindset. If they don't go somewhere, then they might miss out on their chance to meet the one. So going out with that energy is already going out with bad energy and ultimately unattractive energy altogether. Because now you're tapped into a scarcity mindset of, if I don't go, I will never meet him. Tap into an abundant mindset of doing what you want to do. Or better yet, what you get to do. And turn your energy into, I get to do this. I get to be here. And you will just feel truly like the best version of you. And then you will start to see what living your best single life is all about. So that is all that we have for today. I said last week I'm going to skip the Dear Victoria segment again because I'm doing the Spill the Tea episode. So I want to save your stories and submissions for this. So I'm doing a Spill the Tea episode where you girls anonymously share your tea. So I have a few topic ideas like your worst date story, your most embarrassing or awkward sex story, how you caught your ex cheating or how you got caught cheating, the worst lie or excuse that they ever told you or gave you, or vice versa, the worst lie or excuse that you ever used. Tell me a confession or a secret that no one knows. Again, this is all anonymous. So spill your biggest confession or secret that you haven't talked to anybody about. Another one is something that you need or want to tell someone, but you don't know how to tell them, so you're avoiding it right now. Or another idea is something that bothers you about a friend or a family member or a partner, an ick that you have really bad with your boyfriend. Just share whatever tea you got for me. So you can submit that by emailing me at victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. The email will be in the show notes for you to see it typed out. Please make sure that you type it properly and add the dot between my name and For the Girls Podcast, because I know a few people skipped it and they're like, your email's not working, but send it there. You can also send Dear Victoria advice segments there as well, and I just save everything there. And also in the show notes, you will find my links to everything. So as you may or may not know, I just came out with a merch crew neck for the girls merch. It is the cutest crew neck ever. So I'm linking that in the show notes. It's on colormemags.com. As per usual, also my one-on-one private confidence coaching link is in there as well to inquire about working with me. Vixen the label, all the things that you need. I highly recommend that everybody gets this For the Girls crew neck, by the way, because I don't know. There are limited quantities available, so it's not that we're on, it's not a limited edition. It's, there's not a certain date that it's going to end, but it is limited in the number of crew necks that we actually have. So get your hands on that before it sells out. It is the best. I'm currently wearing it as I speak right now. I wear it legitimately every day. And it's just so cute and it's so aesthetically pleasing. It'll match with literally anybody's style. So check that out. Everything is linked in the show notes. Until next time, girls. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.